Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers lose to the A's.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. 30,000 fans at AmFam Field last night. The game over in just 1 hour and 59 minutes. The Crew losing to the A's 3-1. The Brewers could just not get it going against the A's. Luis Severino, who was signed to a three-year deal worth $67 million, a franchise record. Pat Murphy after the loss.
William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked the ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. Mitchell had a great night. A couple hard contacts. Yeah, the guy's a veteran. They paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money.
It was a record deal for him.
That's why they did, because he's good.
NBA, the Bucks look to game two Tuesday night after losing game one yesterday. 117-98 to the Pacers.
We're not going to beat them scoring 98 points. We're not going to beat them when we have 15 assists and 10 turnovers. We're just not. We got to get back to our spacing, trusting, playing downhill, moving the ball. And I think we'll be better.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The John and Gordy Show.
talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger. You talk about your time in the Peace Corps.
Yeah. I still remember the blessings that you would give if somebody fell ill. You'd say like, Kanogoya ke, Katorodogia ke, Kiseki Yerima, which means may you feel better. May your troubles lessen. And the third one is may you come back to your old self. That is my wish for my country.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
The music of the star. Happy Easter, everybody. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And on most of these stations, we're on till high noon. Still to come, a legend about a great movie about the day. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Easter Parade, Irving Berlin. And what a story there is behind the scenes. I invite you to join us. Good morning, all our stations out there. All the stars that made the great songs and still do. The music of the stars on Civic Media. And a few surprises, all the way to our high noon disbandment for this day, but as always, next week, if you miss anything, but try not to miss anything. It's the greatest day in the Christian tradition, and we'll celebrate that. Happy Easter, everybody. God bless us, everyone. The music of the star.
DC special presentation.
Buonasera. Welcome to Rome, the Eternal City. I, being the Eternal Optimist, thought it would be a wonderful idea to come here to Rome and bring a message of peace during this Easter holiday and to absorb some of the wonders of this remarkable city. So I contacted a few young friends of mine, and soon we were on our way to Italy with our valigia all packed. And before I had a chance to say andiamo, we were here.
Once again we have gathered up the gang for a cultural expedition. My friends and I took to the sky for a flight from home, all the way to Rome, harboring a secret hope that we might meet the Pope. We arrived here in old St. Peter's Square, and we're really in fine condition. The skies are fair, spring is in the air, and the guidebook said good times are ahead. And we're gonna do our best to be the perfect guest.
Okay, kids, come on. Matt, Danny, Tim, everybody.
Seven hills and a million thrills, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Ancient ruins and modern doings, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine old buildings dating back 2,000 years or more. Catacombs and domes and fountains. Stately homes and lush green mountains. Cobblestone streets,
ice cream treats,
and every kind of store you could ask for. Cars that race and a pizza place, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Fine red vino and cappuccino, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Colosseums, atriums, and forums by the score, and cats,
dozens of cats, that's Rome.
The city, one is struck with a sense of wonder. All the famous landmarks we go over, around and under. The Spanish steps and aqueducts and statues line the route.
That's why all the pigeons come here.
Cute, my friend, real cute. Traffic signs and majestic pines, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
Choirs singing and church bells ringing, that's Rome.
That's Rome.
The Pantheon,
where everyone goes.
The Appian Way,
that everyone knows.
St. Peter's Square,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The Sistine Chapel,
that's Rome.
The Vatican,
that's Rome, that's Rome.
The River Tiber,
that's Rome.
The Knights of Rome,
the lights of Rome,
the sounds, the smells,
the sights of Rome.
The welcome mats are out in Rome, at all the habitats in Rome.
And don't forget the hats in Rome.
Sammy Davis, Jr.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye on a wonderful day like today. On a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay. May I to say, let the whole human race go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these on a wonderful day like this. On a morning, I everybody, I'm of love and goodwill. Let me say, furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way.
Today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky, dare any raindrop to pluck in my eye, on a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrow in tune, on a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I would kiss everybody, I'm so full of joy and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like this, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. Could kiss everybody, I'm so full of joy and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and land. The place is mine, and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like this, for the world's in a wonderful way.
That's the JFC Big Band. Marilyn May next. Elmer Bernstein.
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy. Back in the bunch, I came up with a hunch. This was an up and atom day. It's one of those spells where you hear the right bells and your horoscope tells you to say, will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and
Fisher's back in the group. I came up with the scoop. This was the time to rise and say, I've got in my eye such a jubilant sky that the 4th of July will look gray. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? And let a winner lead the way.
Look out. Judy Holliday. Those bells are ringing. 1960. Jerome Robbins.
Thank you.
music of Happy Easter, everybody. That's Julie Stein at his very best.
It's Easter time. The bells on the hill are ringing, ringing once again. There's a smile on the face of this weary world that seems to say amen. It's Easter time, the bonnets are gaily nodding, nodding to and fro, while the folks walk to church as they did so long ago. And there's a basket on the dining room table with fancy Easter eggs for all. And there's a lily in all its glory waiting in the hall. It's Easter time. The dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again. And there's a lily in all its glory waiting in the hall. It's Easter time. The dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
It's Easter time.
It's Easter time.
One at a time to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away, thus having accounted for the empty cage beside his pulpit. The preacher went on to tell what seemed at first like a separate story about how once upon a time Jesus and the devil had engaged in a negotiation. Satan had boasted how he had baited a trap in Eden's garden. He had baited a trap, and he'd caught himself a world full of people. What are you going to do with all those people in your cage? Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs at each other. I'm going to have fun with them. And Jesus had said, you can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, then what are you going to do with them? And Satan had said, damn them, they're no good anyway, damn them, kill them. Jesus said, "How much do you want for them?" Satan said, "You can't be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and hammer nails into you. They're no good." Jesus said, "How much?" Satan said, "All of your tears and all of your blood. That is the price." And Jesus took the and paid the price and opened the door. Now our purpose of Easter in a dozen words. Jesus lived a good life in a wicked world to show us that it could be done. He died and he rose again to show us that we could do that too. Paul Harvey, good day.
The music of the stars. I found something interesting. Did I tell you that I'm a big Ma and Pa Kettle fan? It wasn't all funny, you know. It was a great series, a loving family all together. And Percy Kilbride, who played Pa Kettle, was a great actor. He did some villainous roles too, but we'll forget about that for the moment. And in one sequence, Pa Kettle gets up at the church on a Sunday and gives his sermon on life. Check it out.
I don't know how to preach a sermon. I can't quote from scriptures, although I know all the words. I wouldn't know how to put them together. But I can speak from my heart. I can say how thankful I am that I have kids. I'm thankful for the food we get and the clothes we wear. A lot of folks are always asking God for something and instead of being thankful for what they've got. I figure if he wants you to have it, it'll come because you deserve it. He gave us the mountains, the trees, the water, and the fertile land. Gave men the ability to make things and grow things. He put gold and silver, coal and oil under the ground. All man has to do is dig them up. Why, I figure that he kind of wants you to help yourself a little. He don't want to do it all. If I found out right now there was oil under my land, would I be lazy? No, sir. Right away, I'd get geared up and crowbar to an oil well. The whole world could be a better place to live in if everybody would do like I do. Each morning when I wake up, I say, I thank you, God, for letting me live to see another day. And at night when I go to bed, I say, dear God, please let me live to see another tomorrow so I can prove to you that I can be a better man than I have been today. Amen.
On a wonderful day like today, on a beautiful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. On a beautiful day like today, on a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill.
Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. May I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way, on a wonderful day like today. I defy any cloud to appear in the sky on a wonderful day like today. Even the sparrows are singing in tune on a wonderful day like today. On a morning like this I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and stuff. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine. The pleasure's mine and I will pay the bill. Ah, may I take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees and pray. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these, for the world's in a hell of a way, on a wonderful day like today.
Trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, wow, what a beautiful world. I see clouds of gray and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, modest ain't a bad word. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. It's also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. Why, all they're saying is I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. Might I learn much more, huh, than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a beautiful world. Yes, I think to myself,
this ain't such a bad world. You know that?
Joe Pesci. Bob Thiele wrote that. The music of the stars. Happy Easter. And Tony Bennett. Frank Duvall in the orchestra.
Calling, calling, dear loved one, can't you come to me, make all my sighs disappear. Sweetheart, you must know that I love you so. Awake or sleepy, in your keeping and calling to you.
light a gleaming I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold thee, to cuddle and fold near to me. Just you, only you, in the shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's none like you. I adore you, my life, I live for you, my wonderful.
Music Sheboygan style with the Cordettes.
Oh, darling, can't you hear me calling? Calling to you soft and low. My wonderful one, whenever I'm dreaming, love's love light a gleaming I see. My wonderful one, how my arms ache to hold dear, to cuddle and fold near to me. Shadowy twilight, in silvery moonlight, there's none like you. I adore you, my life,
life. I have more than my share. See me walking around. seventh heaven isn't up so far. I see heaven from my lucky star. It's a wonderful life. Let it rain, let it shine. It's as wonderful as can be because you're mine.
Music of the Stars. Yeah, those are the lyrics to the movie that was never used, Dmitri Tiomkin's great score. I'm a big Tiomkin fan. We'll play more, but right now I want to tell you a little bit about The Robe, the first CinemaScope picture ever. Here's the music. The music of the stars. Alfred Newman, the first movie in CinemaScope. It was supposed to be an impressive picture, and it really succeeded. Kind of a gamble, like any cinematic innovation, but you can't overlook it. It was the story of Christ and his conflict with the Roman Empire. And the picture was lavish, spectacular, but unlike another biblical pageant, this one was soulful. A lot of qualities that they're irresistible for any composer like Newman's scope provide that musical score. These movies need intelligent scoring, and Alfred Newman, his music, and I'm a big fan, came one of the film's major assets. The story of Richard Burton as a Roman tribune supervises the crucifixion, and he wins the Christ's robe in a dice game. So there's a mystic quality there, and one which slowly turns the Roman tribune into a believer. The music of the stars. Movies, they do it well, don't they? Alfred Newman wrote that as well. He wrote that 20th Century Fox fanfare, and then he added that little trailer on it when CinemaScope became the way to go. The Music of the Stars, The Robe. We saw it together, my folks and I, at the old Kenosha Theater.
Who are you?
My name is Judas.
Rome, master of the earth, in the 18th year of the Emperor Tiberius.
From Caligula, the courage of a military tribune must not be squandered in the baths and banquet halls of Rome. You are ordered to the garrison at Jerusalem.
What Caligula hopes he has given you is your death sentence. Try to endure it, my sons. Grow hard. Watch the hand of the man who walks behind you. Take nothing on faith. Bind yourself to no man.
In the great days of Greece, we Romans were no more than barbarians.
I spoke to you, the man Jesus.
Oh, yes. Fanatic.
For the rest of us, I think.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it?
The spell is needed. Face it, Marcel. Don't be afraid of me.
I want the Roman traitor who's responsible. The man who made fools of the whole Praetorian Guard. I want you.
Jay Robinson as Caligula. He had a story of his own to tell. Alfred Newman, The Robe, and Frank Sinatra.
Friends, a year is ending and a new one is beginning. And burdened though we may be, discouraged with our failures, bogged down with the cares of everyday living, still we can take heart in this blessed season. One little truth can help us along. A simple phrase in a childhood poem: God's in his heaven, all's right with the world.
Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom.
forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.
Music of the Stars. Welcome to all our affiliates. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. On most of these stations, we're on till high noon. Morning, Madison, WMDX, 1580 and 92.7. Happy Easter, everybody. We're here till noon on most of these Civic Media radio.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.